We have a lot about sheep today. Both from Ezekiel speaking for God and from Matthew speaking for Jesus. We also hear about goats. And we know about them from Matthew might make us a little anxious. We also know that since this is the last Sunday of our church calendar year, it's the day that we recognize as Christ the King Sunday. Our collect and the epistle reading from Ephesians speak to the lordship and kingship of Christ, of his ruling and power and great glory at the right hand of the Father. And one might wonder, what connection can possibly be made between sheep and goats and kings? I have to confess that I wondered myself that quite a bit over the last week. Matthew ties it together a bit when he talks about the return of Christ flanked by angels, all the angels. He will be sitting on his throne of glory, sorting sheep here to the right, goats there to the left. Sheep will join the king in his kingdom. Goats don't fare nearly as well. They're sent to the eternal fire, to eternal punishment. Just last week, Matthew told of a wicked servant who was thrown into the outer darkness with wailing and gnashing of teeth. He also has bridesmaids knocking at the door in darkness, banging, only to be told that the groom never knew them. Wheat versus tares, good seeds versus bad seeds. Matthew is clear on who is in and who is out, and he has no hesitation about sharing that. He very much wants us to know that there will, in fact, be a final judgment, and it won't work out good for everyone. No wonder Barbara Brown Taylor famously preached at the Duke Chapel that she would much prefer to be in Luke's church than Matthew's. I can't disagree. We hear that the sheep have provided food and drink, visited those in prison, provided clothing, and welcomed the stranger. They do not seem to realize that they've done this. They seem surprised when the king informs them that they have behaved righteously. The goats seem equally surprised to be confronted with the fact that they have not. Maybe the goats didn't realize that there really would be a judgment. Maybe they thought they would just skate through, that faith did not require a life response. My father loves to tell the story of his Old Testament professor at Candler Seminary at Emory, who would enter the classroom on the first day of class each year and post the questions for the final exam on the blackboard. Back then there were blackboards. The actual questions for the actual final exam. His goal was to help the students learn what they needed to know by the time they finished the semester, not to trick them or trip them up. My father reckons this experience with that professor to this reading from Matthew, claiming that the passages we are given in this text will be the five questions of the final judgment. And while I love my father dearly, it's just not that clear for me. If these are the questions, what are the answers? Provide food, drink, clothing, welcome, and visitation? Does it need to be done in that order? How much? How often? I'm not trying to be petty or split hairs here. I really want to know. I want to be certain that I am in the sheep club and not in the goat herd. I feel fairly certain that you do too. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. I can make sure I'm a sheep if you just tell me exactly what I need to do to be one. Feed hungry people once a week? Visit prisoners annually? Or am I expected to feed everyone who comes to me in need? Jesus didn't say a word about paying power bills or visiting in nursing homes. In a world where spam has street trade value for drugs, it's hard to know when you're helping or when you're helping to destroy. What I've discovered is that Jesus does not generally tend to the absolute. If he had, then perhaps the sheep would have known that they were sheep. And the same with the goats. Jesus tends toward the metaphor. He says things like, I am the vine, I am the gate. And when he says these things, he does not expect that we understand him to literally be a vine or a gate. That is obviously absurd. So perhaps the expectation of how we live as sheep is a bit broader than merely checking off, worked at soup bowl, check, took a case of water to interfaith ministries, check, said hello to someone I didn't know at church, check, box of clothes to community enabler, check, prisoners, need to work on that one. The checkoff list of good deeds done just doesn't seem in keeping with what this good shepherd king has in mind. No matter how clear Matthew is on the fact that some pass and some don't, or that some are in and some are out, Ezekiel has a slightly different take, at least for the sheep. He doesn't actually even mention goats. He speaks of a God who will search out his sheep, seek them out, and rescue them from the dark places to which they are scattered. He speaks of a God who will go to any length to find and take care of the sheep, who will bring them to safe places, places where they will be well taken care of. He will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Does that sound familiar? It won't be so good for the fat and strong sheep. They will be destroyed. Is it possible that the fat and strong sheep are akin to the goats in Matthew? God continues with his condemnation of the fat and strong sheep, who push with flank and shoulder and butted off at the weak animals with their horns until they were scattered far and wide. God will save his flock and judge between sheep and sheep. It won't be good for the fat and strong sheep. They will be destroyed. It isn't good for the goats either. They'll be thrown into the eternal fire. Are we sheep or are we goats, and how do we know? The best way to know is to look at the king, the good king, the good shepherd. When you did this to one of the least of these, you did it to me. How are we doing with the least of these? Are we checking things off a list of good deeds to do, thinking that in doing so, we will be met with the words, well done, good and faithful servant? Or are we genuinely concerned with the real needs of those around us, especially those who are the least? Those with the fewest resources. The good shepherd knows his sheep. He calls them by name and searches for them even in the dark places to which they are scattered. All the sheep need to do is listen for his voice and respond. Amen.